you just kind of touch on your first Suns first postseason experience in the Battle of the West tonight?
Yeah, you know, some highs and lows. Got up to a good lead. They came back. You know, that was a pretty physical game. You know, the fourth quarter, I thought we made a nice little run. You know, Jay Rich was huge for us, obviously. Anytime we have that third big score, it's hard for us to lose. But you saw, you know, I think they tied it at one point, maybe even took the lead, but we just battled back. Steve led the way. I'm glad we got the win.
How about the timing of his shots?
Yes.
It seemed every time the Spurs had momentum, there he was to knock down a big three.
Yes. You know, Jay Rich had it all today, man. He was posting up, got in transition, got a dunk when he went back door. And usually when he gets some easy buckets, it opens up his three-point shot, and he hit big ones throughout the whole night, and that crowd was definitely rocking in there.
Not sure.
Thanks. Anytime.
You talk about the lineups too much.
Yeah, I like it in a sense because they're trying to match up to us. It's not like we're trying to match up to them. You know, when we have Channing out there, they think he's kind of like a shooting guard, which in a sense he does shoot the ball like that. But, you know, rebounding, I like to have the advantage. But for the most part, I think of Mario, and every time he's dominating like that and you have someone like Jay Rich hitting the shots, it just spreads the whole, opens the whole floor for everybody.
Defensive rotation tonight was outstanding. You know that's going to be key against this club because they swing the ball so good. Can you talk about how important it was to get off the bench and start defensively?
Yeah, it's crucial to have the right people shooting the ball. So, you know, towards the end, when I was trying to basically leave Richard Jefferson, make him be the guy shooting it, he didn't really want to be the shooter. He wanted to be more of a slasher driving. But, you know, Tony played big, so did Ginobili, and our rotations have to be better and kind of have to be more – the communication level has to be better when the traps, because I thought we did a poor job of letting those guys have easy layups, especially in transition. We need to get back, build a wall, make someone else, you know, like these George Hills and the Masons hit some shots.
What does it mean to you guys when you see Steve come out there with so much energy in the first quarter?
Yeah, when Steve, you know, Steve hitting shots, it just puts so much pressure on him. It kind of seemed like, you know, they kind of let him, you know, beat them at first to see, hey, take everybody away. But once Jay Rich got going and, you know, Amari gets going, it just opens up for everyone else. And, you know, their big three play pretty well, and I'm glad we could still win when that happens.
Did Steve have any kind of a pregame talk with you guys? I mean, he came out looking like a man intent on, we are not going to lose.
Yeah, I think Steve wants to beat this team as bad as any player here. I think this team, you know, has had his number in the sense of booting him out of series. I think now he knows this is our time. This is the right team. It's not the same Spurs team in the past. It's still a very, very good team, very well-coached team. But, you know, I feel like this is a great opportunity for us. And right now we took advantage of game one.
You got that 1-0 series lead, but how do you create that sense of urgency knowing – I mean, this team probably, San Antonio probably plays with a sense of urgency as well as anybody.
Yeah, you know, so far we have played well against them at home. I think we come in tomorrow, watch film, see where our mistakes is at. And usually the team that loses has to make an adjustment. So we'll see what they do, trapping Steve, doubling Amari. Just like the Spurs, they've seen it also of we. So we're definitely a veteran team. So we'll come in here, see what they could possibly do, and, you know, just make adjustments.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, RJ's haven't really felt comfortable in that system in a while. You know, he knows that he's basically the fourth option when they come to the team, maybe the fifth now with George Hill. He tries to get out in transition. But the key with him is make him hit a couple jump shots. If he hits a couple, that gets his confidence going. But if he doesn't, he just wants to drive, and he's just trying to fit in. It's tough for him also, man, going from being a star or, you know, the leading scorer for a team to now coming in being a third, fourth option, it takes time.
Can you talk about winning without the balance this team usually has? Typically, you know, everybody's scoring a little bit. Tonight it was really, you know, three guys.
The three amigos. Yeah, you know what? It's just playoff basketball, we can't really draw it up. Hey, we want the bench to have 30 points. You know, with Popovich, it seems that how sometimes I've heard in the past that, he lets certain guys beat him. With us, is we're going to take what they give us. And if that's Jay Rich and them not leaving Channing and myself, and it's people like Jay Rich hits the jump shots, or it's Amari rolling, or they're taking away with the role with Amari and letting Steve. And Steve came out aggressive because that's what they basically gave him, you know, the shot and the space. So whatever they decide to do now, if they want to full rotate, now myself and LB have to be able to hit the corner jump shots. And that's why we've been successful throughout the whole year. I mean, everyone can shoot the ball. Everyone's confident. So hopefully we'll be ready for game two.
Last series, you're guarding Andre Miller at the point most of the time. Mm-hmm. This series, it seems like you're going to be playing power forward a lot of the time, especially down the stretch. I mean, how big an adjustment?
Well, what we try to do first is when we went with Channing, they went small. and the coach made it. I think just because we were up like 3, 4, 5, he went and had a defensive lineup, so he brought me back in. And that's fine. You know, Tony's obviously a lot quicker. It's a lot harder to keep him in front. That's why I thought we did a poor job of communication of how we were going to guard him and pick him.